Hey y'all, Colin Mill here. So I just wanted to talk to you real quick about what you're going to hear in today's topic, main topic that is. So we originally had a short film that we was going to debut on Sunday, the passing Sunday, and that's not what we ended up posting. We actually went with another short film. So spoilers, if you guys haven't seen my short film, Blood on My Hands, which most of y'all haven't because I didn't post it online, only a select few people got to see it. When you hear this podcast, you'll hear a lot about that film. But if you haven't, I don't want to tell you guys don't listen, because we definitely do the same important, a couple important things in this episode. But if in case you haven't seen the short film, just keep it in mind later after you hear this podcast. When the film come up, you'll recognize it based off what you're hearing in this podcast. But as of now, if you didn't know, by the time you hear the end of the podcast, don't go looking for that short film, because it's not online. You'll end up seeing another short film where we're just more focused on mental health and suicide, which I'll put that in the description, but more on that later. Enjoy the show. Hello world, and welcome to another episode of The Birds and the Bees. My name is Colin Mill. I'm here with my co-host. Guys, do what you do.
Yo, it's KF to the Frenchie. How y'all doing?
Hey, it's your girl Harley.
So guys, you know, we try to keep this up back to back, because recently, you know, episodes will be coming off late. You know, it'll be Easter when the Easter episode shows up the next day. You know, we did an episode at the end of April that showed up in May. You know,
we've been going through some shit.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
It's been a tough road, bumpy road, ladies and gentlemen.
And, you know, we've shot an episode of the live version of The Birds and the Bees that hasn't come out yet. And we start shooting again next Friday. So, you know, we've just been preparing and, you know, figuring out the kinks and everything. But just stay tuned. We got some interesting coming. We got interesting things coming your way.
Interesting topics, too. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, everything is being sponsored by
KinkyCandyOnline.com, reminding you guys to keep it kinky. Now, you know, summertime's coming up, and we have a couple of different things we're planning to do with KinkyCandyOnline.com, as well as my regular website, Colin.com, and as well as Freshest FM, you know, FreshestRadio.com. So, it's really important that you guys follow us at Birds and the Bees on Twitter, so you guys can be up to date on everything that's coming up, you know. I guess that's really the best proper way to reach all three of us at the same time, is to get the Birds and the Bees Twitter. Yeah, that's pretty much the best way, yeah.
I mean, do they need for it to be spelled out again? If they need,
I mean, Birds and the Bees with Z at the end.
That's basically it.
You know how to spell birds, you know how to spell and, you know how to spell duh, you know how to spell bees. You got it. You just gotta put that Z, and bam, put that at in front of that. Not in front of the Z, but you know, birds and the Z. And boom, you know, there we are on Twitter. You know,
shoot, send us some comments. I mean, I would love to hear some kinky stories.
I actually wasn't going there, but you know what?
Go ahead, give us some kinky stories.
Yeah, so we could actually.
I mean, I've seen some kinky stuff on Twitter, man. There's this page called HBCU Confessions, and it's just nasty ass quote unquote confessions. Sometimes I feel like they're making these stuff up, you know. But apparently, people send their confessions to this Twitter page, and they, you know, anonymously put it up there, and you know, they'd be like, "Oh, I'm, you know, I'm in love with this girl, but I'm fucking her brother," you know, some, you know, crazy shit.
What?
Yeah. So you know, I guess if y'all want to send us some crazy stories, screw it. You got something for us to tell to the audience? Hit us on The Birds and the Bees on Twitter.
Don't hit us up about you being in love with your brother, but you got a girl and she got a sister. And,
right.
Listen, I'm going to want to get curious. We're going to have a whole conversation.
I mean, I say go for it. I mean, we already had people hit us about anal toys and everything like that. So it's just like...
Yeah, but that's one thing. That's you know, a product. When you sitting here talking about that you're in love with a girl but you're fucking her brother, that's drama. Like, that's empire.
That's somebody
power.
Getting
we,
shot.
We need to see this. How is this going to end?
Shit, so much going on today.
I mean, send those, because that's what I'll tell them. Hey, you know, you should really tell these people how you feel and let these people know what you're going through. Like, hey, I love you,
But I'm fucking your brother. It might be hard, but, you know, she love you too. You know, you have, well, first I figure out who you fuck you want to be with. You want to be with the brother, or you want to be with her. That's one thing you got to make up your mind first. Then you tell, then whoever.
Who are you?
I don't think that.
Are you a male or female? Like,
to be honest, I wouldn't care. I would just leave it alone.
I would, but like, yo, that's just funny.
Yo, but you know what? I have to lie, because, yeah, I thought the same thing, too.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Keep it anonymous.
Keep it anonymous, please.
Wait, no. We don't make up a name for you. It's coming for Twitter.
Yeah, but.
So then we're going to see who they are.
I'll make up a name. We'll make up a name.
Yeah, we'll make,
well,
of course.
We're going to act.
We're going to know. We're going to see who they are. So, all right. Basically, just know, guys, whatever you say.
Just know if you got some juicy juice, you will get a personal message from me. Like, so, what's up? How did that go?
Like, get an update.
You might get updated on some stories, money.
Right. Oh, yeah, we can do that, too. But, yeah, you know what? Yeah, who do you? Shit.
And speaking of kinky, what's going on kinky history, brother?
So, this week, I want to talk to you guys about Jake Johnson.
Mr. Johnson.
I think it's Jake or Jack. Do me a favor, look up if it's Jake or Jack, because I don't want to have people say the wrong name here. But I'm talking about an old boxer. This is before Muhammad Ali. This is before Joe Frazier. This is before Mike Tyson. This is before Floyd Mayweather. This is before... I'm already out of names because I don't watch boxing like that. So, you know, that's where
I'm... You just stopped at Floyd.
That's how far I can get with black boxers, y'all. You know, I don't even count Denzel Washington and Hurricane. You know, Hurricane Carter. I don't know who the real Hurricane Carter is, but, you know... Him too, you know. Oh, George Foreman. Oh, I forgot George Foreman.
Oh, I forgot.
Can't forget George Foreman. What year? Wait, Jake Johnson?
Okay, Jake. That's his name, Jake Johnson?
Jake Johnson. This guy was, I believe, a heavyweight back in... I can't tell you how bad it's...
1908.
Heavyweight, right?
No, he was a lightweight.
Lightweight.
Champion.
Okay, see, this is why I asked him to look this stuff up while we recorded, just in case.
Oh, no. Correction. Like, he was a heavyweight. Damn it.
Yeah. Right,
okay.
Whoa, why is your screen so bright?
Because.
So he was a heavyweight. So the reason why I brought him up, because he was what I found out so far in history, in 1908, he was like into swirling before it was legal. He would win these fights, beat these white boys to pull up in the whip with a white girl. They hated that.
Of course they
did. They hated it. So they trying to come up with every, you know, freaking digging a book to stop this man from doing, like, oh, you can't, you know, leave, like, and it's crazy because some people, I think this law is still in place today, but they're like, you can't take this girl from this location to this location. That's against the law because of her age, you know. I think they gave R. Kelly that charge not too long ago. That's how this law go back. But, you know, I think it started off with him, you know, bringing white women to other places. You know, they were giving speeding tickets, and, you know, they were like, hey, you give us $125 for speeding. And he's like, word, they ever give you $300 and something. They're like, why are you going to give us that much? He's like, yeah, because I'm speeding on the fucking way back. You know, they didn't like this man at all. And I think they did lock him up eventually. I forgot for what. And, you know, the real crime was for sleeping with white women, you know, and, you know. I think they took away his belt and everything. From what I remember, it was a very sad ending.
Well, she's reading the info right now, right? So what does it say?
Well, yeah, what's the word on Jake Johnson?
What's the 411 on this man?
You want to know his personal life?
Wait, we were looking it up. You were just looking up the swirling?
I was reading, like, you know, from the beginning, but it's Wikipedia.
Oh, I don't need the whole man Wikipedia page.
But that's all I'm saying. That's all, like, would you
want? I mean, we said the gist of it, basically.
His professional boxing record, maybe?
I mean, this is not a sports show. This is like, we basically talking about sex here. And I'm talking about a man who basically...
Personal life. Let's go into the personal life.
All right, let's do personal life.
Let's do personal life.
His behavior was looked down upon by the African American community, especially by the black soldier Booker T. Washington, who said it is unfortunate that a man with money should use it in a way to injure his own people in the eyes of those who are seeking to uplift his race and improve his conditions.
So wait, what he was doing with his money? He would be the coon. He was cooning.
He basically opened up a nightclub and sold it 3 years later to a gangster. He was just wasting money. Like, people felt like he was just genuinely wasting money.
So he was basically Floyd Mayweather in 1908.
Basically. But I see here where you said it, once he was pulled over for a $50 speeding ticket, he gave the officer a $100 bill. When the officer protested that he couldn't make change for that much, Johnson told him to keep the change as he was going to make his return trip at the same speed.
Yeah, I'm speeding. I don't give a fuck. Leave me alone. But they don't say nothing about the fifth world and how many times he was sleeping with white women and they're get on his case about that.
They ain't gonna leave that one alone.
Okay, well, just let me get to it.
I mean, every picture I found of the man that wasn't him boxing, it was him and a white woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it gets that way when you're...
I mean, hey, people in this world, this is what they want to do.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm a swirling.
Swirling is not against the law anymore. That's the key word.
I had my share of swirling with different creatures. Well, let me keep it low. But it was fun times.
Well, he got married a couple of times. He got arrested.
Of course.
How many times?
I only see one here.
Me and Peter haven't done that enough on the information on this man. Somebody do a movie about
him. He skipped bail and left the country, joining Lucille in Montreal before fleeing to France. To flee to Canada, Johnson posed out as a member of a black baseball team. For the next 7 years, they lived in exile in Europe, South America, and Mexico. Johnson returned to the U.S. on July 20th. He surrendered to federal agents at the Mexican border and was sent to the United States Penitentiary to serve his sentence in September 1920. He was released in July 1921.
What happened to him after he got released?
Hmm?
What happened to him after he got released? That was basically his life. He just got locked up and went home and died an old man. That's it.
He actually died in a car accident.
God damn.
On U.S. Highway 1 near Franklinton, North Carolina, after racing angrily from a diner that refused to serve him. He was taken to the closest black hospital, St. Agnes Hospital in Raleigh. He was 68 years old at the time of his death. He was buried next to Etta Duria Johnson, which I think was his first wife, at Graceland Cemetery in Chicago.
You know, the documentary I heard this about, you know, their whole thing was like, their lesson was, you know, don't sleep with white women. For some reason, you know, that's just, you know, he got into a car accident because he was sleeping with them white girls. You know, that don't really have nothing to do with nothing. But, you know, the lesson here ain't don't sleep with white women. The lesson here is, you know,
I mean,
don't speed.
He had a lot of hoes.
Yeah, he had plenty of hoes.
He was a hoe himself, man.
He
actually had a lot of prostitutes around him.
I said he was a literal hoe. He went after literal
yeah.
hoes.
Yeah,
he went the real deal. He was a go for, like, he meant hoe hoes. Wow. Hey, you live your best life. I guess do it. Right.
Shoot, they had a boxer at that time making money, beating them boys up, man. Put ass in the seats. Maybe this guy will beat him. Nah.
Yeah, they said every white man they can is gonna be this man. That man was going after that, and they hated it. They hated it. They called him all these freaking, you know, all the worst names you can think of in the book while he was in that ring, and he just used that fuel to beat the shit out of the dude on the shit. Like, if I was a white dude boxing that black guy, and I'm hearing everybody go, hey, screw you, nigger, I'll be sitting like, guys, stop it! You give him fuel! You're giving him fuel! He's gonna murder me!
He's charged up.
You're doing it to me. You're gonna get me killed. Leave me alone. Anyway, that was this episode. That was this week's kinky history. Harley, you still looking at this man's history?
Oh, I was into it. Oh, I'm sorry. You were trying to get the phone back.
You were just really into that man's life.
Because I was just like, oh, you a hoe? Oh, you into that? He was just...
What was he into?
The whole gambling, the like, he was on some, like, secret Grand Theft Auto without actually robbing niggas for that. Like, I'm talking about, like, getting businesses and, uh-huh. and dealing with, like, mafia people. Like, right. He was
the real-life Harlem Nights?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Just sleeping with bitches. Married left and right.
Oh, like, we need a series about Jake Johnson.
They have a movie, apparently. There's a couple of movies that show, like, his character.
but not really him, the whole movie about him.
I was reading it when the phone was taken from me.
Because he said that was it about the kinky history, boy.
I mean, because we were really just focusing on just Swirling and how he was a hoe. That was pretty much all I wanted to talk about for kinky history.
Oh, well, then, yeah, he was a hoe.
Yeah, he was a famous hoe, you know. So when you see boxers sleeping with women, just know it didn't start, you know, in with Mike Tyson. It started with Jake Johnson. And that would just be kinky history.
What if they named, like, they nicknamed, you know, the penis the Johnson because of him?
We gotta look up the origins of Johnson. The Johnson.
Oh my God, Johnson.
Now I gotta look up and look it up. We'll say that for another episode, but we'll figure out the origins of Johnson. Unless you can't wait and you just want to find out the answer, then go ahead and find out the answer and tweet us at Birds of the Bees on Twitter. But, what are this week's tips and tricks?
Tips and tricks coming right up.
Because if you guys don't follow the show, every week we have these segments. The first segment is the kinky history. The second segment is the tips and tricks. And then we go into our main subject. And during our tips and tricks, we give you guys something to either improve your relationship or your sex life. And this week, this tip is... Ease into dirty talk, people.
I gotta quit. Oh, God. What's the best dirty talk turn on? Oh, but you want me to finish it?
Yes, continue.
You gotta know what your partner likes. Something like, you made me think dirty thoughts. I don't know. That was too weird.
I don't know. Because like, that would have some, you know, because I can't admit, because the normal response after that is, but they thought, so you have it.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to go, keep it to yourself.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, what's the dirtiest thing that you would say, Carl?
Bro, I'm old fashioned. The most dirtiest thing you may get out of me is, I can't even tell you. I can't even think of. Cause I stopped saying say my name because I don't. When I was younger, I'd be like say my name. But now they already screaming it. I ain't got to really tell them to do it. They already doing it. You know. So I. Cause I'm not a talker during sex. I don't know why. When I watch pornos and the guys talk during sex, I cringe. So I don't do it
that's
personally.
Why, that's literally the like if I. To watch, for me to watch porn, I have to have the TV on mute. Like, it's just like, don't even... Because it gets to the point where it's just too much.
You know what? What I realized? I like my porn. Like, I like the movie Django. The D is silent. I don't want to hear the man say nothing. I just want to hear the girl enjoy it. That's why when I'm having sex, that's all I want is to see and hear the girl enjoying it. That's all I'm there for. I ain't got no time to go like, oh yeah, girl, yeah. You like this? Right. You like this? I know she likes it when she's making the right sounds. Like if her body's moving the right way, she's making the right, you know, I know she likes it. I ain't got to say shit. You know what I mean?
Now, what if she likes dirty talk?
Then I've had sometimes girls come ask me to say some dirty shit and I fucked up quickly. You know, it'd be like, you know I'm smashing, you know, I'm doing it from behind a girl, like, slap my ass. I'm like, oh yeah, slap that shit. Slap my ass again. Oh yeah, slap that shit. Then call me a bitch.
Jinx.
Okay. All right, you bitch.
Pretty
bitch. Say I'm a dirty slut.
All right,
you fucking dirty ass whore. She goes, hey,
you're weak.
Hey, who you calling a dirty ass hoe? I'm like, oh shit, wait, hold on now. That's not you. I thought
her ass cheeks would have been red. Every name in the book would have been said. That's me though. But
she's okay with slut and bitch. But when I called her a whore, you turned her off. Like, dried the whole thing up.
Oh shit,
good night, hoe. Can't believe you called me a whore. Like,
time out.
I just fucking called you a bitch. Shut up.
Alright, you just told me 5 seconds ago, put my thumb in your ass. Like, what do you want from me?
Oh my God.
Later she told me because, you know, her dad used to call her a whore and shit like that. So I was like, oh, damn it, bitch. Like,
you should have told a brother that.
Like, you gotta give me some keywords here. Just like, you can say 1, 2, and 3, but don't you say 4. You know, just, you gotta get out. pineapple, something. You know, you gotta do something, you know?
Shit.
But me, like I said, I'm very old school. I don't know if that's even old school. I just got nothing to say during sex, and I'm trying to enjoy the moment.
Yeah. I actually get uncomfortable with it. I'm going to be honest with you.
With dirty talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I want to get you a Snickers bar, seven truckers.
Look, you see? After a while, not to invite everybody into the bedroom, but after a while, sometimes I just grab French and just come here. Just let me hold you. keep going. Just let me hold you.
I feel like dirty talk for me, it's not during sex. It's foreplay when we're not around each other. If I know I'm seeing you Friday and it's Monday, I'm giving all the dirty talk until I see you.
Well, wait.
I'm just preparing you mentally.
I'm gonna convince you to come on Tuesday.
There's more though. I just wanted to know what would be the kinkiest thing that would come through your mind or the dirtiest thing.
To say to you or you to say to her?
I would say in general. It doesn't have to be me. It could be anybody else. I mean, I'm not trying to say something for the past, but think something off the bat. What would be a dirty thought?
Wait, that's something she would want to hear, or she would say?
I want to say.
So that I would say?
Yeah.
That's kind of hard because you gotta be in the moment to say. I think the better question is, what would you rather hear from a guy?
Okay.
Because for guys who feel like they need to talk during sex, maybe they're more interested in what we better.
That's
to say.
Even harder too, because I'm serious, don't talk to me during sex.
Yeah, I get that. There's definitely people who are into that shit. I know there are people who are definitely into dirty talk during sex.
I'm the type of person that, I can love a person, right? But as much as, sex is, a very, intimate moment.
Right.
Sometimes it's even hard for me to look the person in the eye.
Right.
It's just look that way.
I have to look. I gotta make sure we in this together. You see me, I need you to know that I'm here.
You seen Baby Boy?
Yeah.
That shit was...
Rest in peace, John Singleton.
Rest in peace, R.I.P. But when he came down to that scene where he's like, you gonna make those tacos, right? Slap. Wasn't that a good scene?
Oh, yeah.
That's an example that I'm trying to say.
That's dirty talk. That nigga just made a reservation in the kitchen. He just pre-ordered his food.
Basically,
that's not a dirty talk.
That nigga just went to Applebee's.
That's not dirty talk.
he was making
an order.
You gotta easily,
ease into
the dirty talk. Test the waters for a little bit, rather than immediately go in the deepest and the kinkiest dirty off the bat.
All right, so you start off slow, You like it when I slap that ass like that?
Instead of doing a cannonball, just dip your foot in.
Yeah, you like how I'm fucking up your guts right now? You just keep turning up the notch, basically.
Yeah.
You just keep turning up the notch. I'm sorry if I got anybody turned on just now. I know somebody just had a reaction to that. She's like, where the fuck did that come from? Holy shit. Hooray. Keep going. Sorry, guys. This is not a family show, but it's.
I mean, you could put it simple, I know what I would say. Yo, baby, I'm a minor. Do you like it when I dig, 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 dig,
I think the only time I would want dirty sex, dirty sex. I think the only time I would want dirty talk during sex is when we role play. I remember one time I was role playing with a girl, the big one role playing Harry Potter. And I'm like, you like how I fuck you back here in the Diagon Alley? He's like, yeah. We're like, we're going to get this golden snitch later. I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of Harry Potter references that I was smashing this broad. Because it was in our outfits. And I had, my Hogwarts sweater on when I had a Hogwarts sweater. And she had, her Hermione glasses. It got weird. Okay? I'll let you guys know now. When role playing was involved, my dirty talk is movie references. Okay?
I like that. That's an adventure.
I'm just saying, you want to make, you want to see me.
Speaking of movies, just real quick. So, you want to hear something funny?
What's up?
Tell me how, completely randomly, I decided to call Carl today. Just random. Let me see how Carl's doing. I know he's not working. And all I hear is, hello. Hey, what's up? How you doing? And I'm like, I was like, hey, Carl. He's like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, you're in the movie theaters, aren't you? He's like, yeah, I am. All right, Carl, call me when you're done.
It's like one of those crunch moments.
I sit far from everybody where I can pick up my phone. I'm not disturbing the movie for nobody. I'm in the back. Leave me alone. I'm far in the back.
I just loved it. I was like, of course. He would be there.
Yeah, I had to see Avengers again for the third time.
Nigga, you! Yes, that's the same thing that I said.
Like, I told you guys, like, whenever you're fucking ready to see this shit, let's go. Y'all don't know who never gave me the time.
No, actually, stuff popped up, but you know what? Let's.
We'll get back into figuring out where we're going to see Avengers. But exactly. Like I said, I've seen this three times already now.
Shit. If you wanted to do role playing with an Avengers character, since we on it.
Oh, I would have to be Hulk, because Hulk smash! You know?
We was just talking about this.
Okay, now wait. Harley, who would you be?
I mean, see, that's the fun thing about role playing when it comes to comic book characters, because, like, granted, you guys, you know, it's fucking Harley and Joker, you know? You know, I've done in the past.
What? Harley and Deadshot.
I'm more of a DC fan than I am, so I didn't even know that Deadshot. You know,
oh, yeah, he definitely did.
I mean, that explains from the movie, because Will Smith and Margot Robbie look like they're about to fuck the shit out of each other on that screen. Yeah. You know, but, you know, the greatest thing about, role-playing movie characters into, you know, you could, you know, like, I remember there was a scene in, Think Like a Man 2. Where they were role-playing Game of Thrones. You know, Gabrielle Union with the dragon queen lady. And I guess whoever the other dude from Entourage who played Turtle. Like, he was Aquaman. I don't know. I don't know
how that shit works out.
But that was their thing. You know, they were role-playing for Texas. You know, she was making all these, you know, references from the show to turn them on. And, you know, I was like, damn, that would be nice. You know,
why?
So I'm like, yeah, we know there's some Star Wars references in here. You know, like some Lion King.
Star Wars. I just thought about that episode of Friends.
Like, you know what I would love to do? Fucking Titanic. Like, girl, we going in the car. We on a boat right now, girl.
See, that would be fun.
Yeah, that car would be rocking like a boat, Nick.
Get the hand on the finger, against the window and everything.
Yo, seriously, that sex scene, we need to do that Titanic sex scene.
And after you bust it out, I'm king of the world!
Yup. Just lay it out.
Yep.
That movie got just girls wet car alone. Behind her, just that hand up.
Got every girl wet alone. And then when both of y'all about to pass out, and as soon as y'all both about to pass out, you just press play on your phone. And
Yup. That's a whole skit right there. Boom. All right. Got it. Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, God. I know if I want to be somebody, yeah. I want to be Thanos.
You know, I'm not surprised you're not saying right now that you wouldn't do no fucking Pirates of the Caribbean shit, and you'd be fucking...
He would.
Of course I would. That's on the bucket list.
The other day, I put Pirates of the Caribbean on Netflix by accident, uh-huh. And he lost his rabbit ass mind.
Just get me room.
Pirate life for me.
Yeah.
Shit, yo ho ho and a bottle of rum, my nigga.
I would love to do it, like role playing of every fucking Disney prince. That just sounds like fun.
If you had to do a Disney role play, who would it be? Disney prince.
I'll go with King T'Challa. Because T'Challa is Marvel, and Marvel owned by Disney.
Sure. Oh my god. Boom. Oh my god. Guess what just popped in my head? Mickey Mouse with the Infinity Gauntlet saying, "I got it all."
He did got it all.
I could bend reality, nigga.
He got it all. He do got it all.
Let's keep it.
But I tell you guys, my dirty talk. You know, if I can get creative, I write stories. So you know, if I feel like the girl needs to hear something, because some girls have told me, you know, they like to hear their man talk during sex. You know, so that's what made me even try to make an effort to talk during sex. But like I said, I don't like to say much. But I've dealt with girls who say they want to hear some stuff. And, you know, I try to make it up on the spot, you know, but it usually go like, you like when I do this? You like when I do that? You like how I'm tearing this shit right up, you know?
The basics.
You like that? You know, but like. I don't scream and say whatever I hear in pornos. That's not what I do.
You know what's funny, though?
Huh?
For me, like, hearing a guy try to talk dirty is a turn off, but hearing a guy moan is the sexiest thing.
Yeah, but some girls
we can't control that. I'm not gonna lie, I've damn faked a moan before. I faked a moan or two because the girl was whack. But you know, real moans you can't hide. If, you know, when a girl doing some shit, you're like, oh, girl.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Those are the ones where it's like, talk dirty to me. Go ahead, keep going. Keep going.
You nasty.
There you go. You nasty. See? Now we getting somewhere.
Get wetter. Yeah, but not everybody can do that good. So, you know, like. Yeah,
improvise.
When you get to the moment where you fake moaning so you don't make somebody feel bad, you know you're something's wrong. Because I've done something, I'm like, damn, I'm really faking moaning here so she don't feel insecure about herself right now. Because you know what they'll say at one point, you know. Are you okay? You know, do you not like it? You know,
listen.
Like, hey, man.
Sometimes.
It's vagina. Hey, what can I say? You know?
Some guys
You definitely brought one over, you know? Is it good use? You know?
I mean, is this not working for you? Are you too... Oh, shit. Let me not even say that.
You never know. I can't speak for everybody's vagina. But, you know, all I can say is, in my small career of having casual sex or being in a relationship in sex...
Being a non-ho.
So what?
Being a non-ho.
Yes, being a non-ho. I can only say... Not every experience is going to be the same as the first one, and, you know, just don't compare them, because once you start comparing them, you're going to have a bad time, because, you know, you're going to be like, this wasn't good, that wasn't good, that was perfect, but she was crazy, you know, you don't want to do that, especially if you're looking to get married in the future, because the last thing you want to be able to, you know, compare a whole bunch of girls to your wife. You know what I mean? That's the last thing you want to do. I've talked to married couples, and that's one of the biggest issues they have, is they can't stop comparing their past sexual partners with their wife. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to women who say the same thing about their husband. You know, especially after a while, if the husband let himself go and not doing the same shit he used to do and whatnot, mm-hmm. you know, they really go into that shit. Like, mm-hmm. the married couples I've spoken to, like, they would, like, it'd be like, their whole thing is like, oh, I would cheat on this man and leave him tomorrow if he didn't pay the fucking bills.
Yup.
Like, I'm only here because I can't take care of this car payment and the rent by myself.
That is called settling.
Right? Basically, just like, you know what? It's better for me to be in a relationship doing this whack ass sex than to me go by myself and deal with this shit by myself.
I'm sorry, and not I'm way okay. too much a of an A plus. Like, yeah, I got porn star to be even thinking about like, nah.
Some people stay for sex too and nothing else.
Some people stay just because they're afraid of being alone.
Mm-hmm.
That too.
Some people can't be by themselves.
Mm-hmm. They don't know how to be by themselves.
I feel like we had a point somewhere, and then I forgot what the point is. Now we're just dragging niggas.
Right? Like, I was like, how did we start talking shit about niggas?
But those, and this was all coming from dirty talk. How the fuck this came from dirty talk?
Because it went from dirty talk to Marvel dirty talk to actually Disney dirty talk. Then it went from south somewhere there to a story. Then I lost my compass. I'm like, what? Wasn't we just talking about just straight dirty talk? Then we lost again. Then we got back into dirty talk.
Are we going to keep this in there?
Are we
going to change the segment?
Yeah, we're going to might as well just change the segment now. Exactly. But to be honest, yeah, we're just going to keep it in there because, you know.
Now we need to cut that shit short.
Right? It's just because honestly, if somebody's going to figure it out where things went wrong, if somebody who's been listening to the podcast a couple of times, like, yo, they were on point somewhere, and then... Yeah, they may just left.
I hope they laugh.
And I never was able to go back to where they were, you know? So maybe somebody might bring it up in the comments and then we would continue where the hell we were going with outside of that dirty talk.
Shout out to the person who does that.
Right, cause then hell yeah. We definitely was not talking about dirty talking anymore.
Definitely wasn't.
I don't know how we did.
But I like how we all realized it at the same exact time. Like, it was just that silence. Like,
wait, where are we going with
wrong.
This? Something's
wrong.
Well, shit. What was after dirty talk? What's next?
So after dirty talk is the main topic of the week. Now, I'm going to be very frank with you guys.
Talk to me.
This next conversation is going to be a very sensitive one.
Very deep one. Viewer discretion
is advised.
Yes, please.
Because we by the time you guys hear this, we'll probably have dropped the short, you know, if God willing, and then everything go according to plan, I will have a short out called Blood on My Hands. And it will be an actual series that I'm writing that I will be doing on my website, you know, where I have, you know, continuing original stories and stuff like that. It's going to be an anthology. But, it's a murder mystery. I shouldn't spoil it. But the first entry is a murder mystery. And, you know, now we're going to have to spoil it. There's no way to talk about the subject without spoiling.
Well, I mean, technically speaking, when this is released,
yeah, it'll be out already.
It's going to be out already, so.
So just in case you guys didn't see it yet, pause this, go in the description, watch the video. The video will be in the description. And then come back and hear what we're about to say. But I'm sure if you read the tagline and read the description already, you probably already know.
Spoilers.
Not even spoilers, but they know the subject because it's going to be in the description. So it's just like, you know. Sorry for the spoiler. So hopefully, you know, you're following the website and you would have found the video before listening to this podcast. But anyway, the film starts off as a murder mystery. And as the story goes on, you realize, oh, wow, this girl had an abortion. Because the whole time of the story, you're trying to figure out who she killed. Because she's going on about, you know, because the short starts with the girl calling her best friend and she's just crying and she's yelling and talking about she killed somebody. So her best friend thinks, oh, she ran up on somebody and she murdered them or, you know, something. I don't know what the hell's going on.
She hit somebody with a car.
So she's basically trying to figure out what she did. And, you know, she's telling the story. And eventually, at the end of the story, she realized, oh, she had an abortion. And, you know, the thing is, I've shot this shot before, but when I wrote this script, I was 21. I shot it when I was, like, maybe 22, 23. And, you know, for a long time, I didn't want to do this short because it was such a sensitive subject, but I wanted to start this conversation because when I was younger, you know, it's crazy that I was ended up coming back to this girl. So back when I'm the first, I told you guys about the one I had the miscarriage with. Mm-hmm. So before she had the miscarriage, my mom was upset. You know, we had to tell our parents, you know, hey, she's pregnant. We were like 17 years old, so we had to tell mom, like, hey, you know, you guys don't know we're having sex, but hey, surprise. Mm-hmm. You know,
not only we're having sex, we're grandparents. Right?
Your grandparents.
Right? So, best believe that my mama is a Christian woman. She follows the Bible to the T. She can quote that thing. Well, she can't quote it that great, but, you know, she can quote it, kind of. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the moment she found out that I was having a baby and when I was 17, she was like, nope, get rid of that shit. Abort it. She like, she went from Jesus love everybody to you better get rid of that baby. ASAP. Now, granted, I didn't, you know, I always told you guys, I never told her to get an abortion. I said, you know, it's your body. Do whatever you want to do, whatever your decision is. I'm here. We're gonna deal with this together. We made it, you know, we laid in the bed. We made this. We're going to fix this, right? So she goes, all right, we're going to have this baby. And my mom, like, fuck. You know? So I pray to God. I'm like, hey, man, you know my life. You know where things are supposed to go. If you feel this baby isn't the right thing, this is not where it's supposed to do, this is not where things are supposed to go, if you feel like this is going to get in the way of your plan, your goal, your whatever you have planned for me, if you feel like this is going to mess it up, do what you got to do. That's all I said. The next day, she had a miscarriage. I was like, oh, Jesus is real. Jesus, God, Jehovah, Allah, who, whatever name you got for this Buddha, whatever you name you got for this, the universe, the mother, nature, earth, whatever you call it, the, you know, divine light, whatever name you got it, the force, whatever it was, it was like, no baby for you. You know, and that was my, I always tell people that was God's abortion because I didn't abort nothing. God did it, you know. So in this short, when I wrote this short, you know, originally it had a religious tone to it because, you know, it originally ended with, you know, oh snap, you know, it's, oh shit, you killed a baby, oops. sorry, you know, can't take that back, but God still love you, and da 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 da.
You're trying to ease something that can't really be eased. I mean,
right. And, you know, because I don't know if you guys realize it, because I'm not the best Christian out here, but I'm very religious. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of Christians who be like, that's not the great message to preach, brother. That's not, you know, like, I'll never forget one time I was in church and I think he was a minister or something like that, but a guy was talking to me about the Bible and we got into a little debate about it. And he was like, yo, you really know your stuff. Are you a minister or a minister in training? I'm like, nah, I'm in media. He's like, no, that's still a form of ministry. And I was like, oh, huh. Mm-hmm. Not at your point like that, you know?
I'm out of it.
I didn't realize that, you know? So, you know, with that being said, you know, it made me cautious to even want to do the short, you know, even though we shot it. I ended up not putting it out, not only just because I wasn't sure about the message, but, you know, the way I shot it, I felt like the way I shot my scenes were too comical at times for a very serious subject matter. You know, I didn't like how I shot it, you know, the girl, I can't remember whether we shot her scenes or, like, when I looked for the footage, I see we rehearsed it. You know, I see the moment we shot something, I just can't tell whether that was a rehearsal or that was the actual footage, because in the footage, she's not giving me everything I need for this movie. You know what I mean? It wasn't there. So, you know, that being said, I ended up using that footage for something else, and that ended up in New York Shorties, actually. But, and, you know, I had a chance to redo it now, that I realized a different way I could go about it. And, you know, the actress that's in the film, she brought it to my attention that, you know, the script, you know, was almost shaming people who've had abortions. And, you know, she felt like, you know, that she couldn't do this project if it was going to shame anybody for having an abortion, which I was not trying to do, you know. And I'm going to be very honest with you guys, you know. And for me, it's all about starting a conversation. I just want to get people talking and, you know, figure out, you know, what's, you know, because, you know, everybody, like I say, what's right and what's wrong. So, you know, I just want...
There's nothing...
There's a gray area.
It is a gray area because a person can be raped.
Right.
And then she can be pregnant. And
right.
And she doesn't want to have the kid. And by all means, I respect you because that's not somebody that you want to be with your whole life. If you want to keep the child, remember, it's something that was forced upon. And that's frowned upon in my book. So I would not, like, if she says she doesn't want to have this kid, she wants to go, I respect it. There is, I don't know how, but there's some people, there actually is accidental pregnancy for condom being popped.
Mm-hmm. That's how I got it, Chad.
Yeah, so, like, I could understand that, too. That is a gray area. It wasn't supposed to happen because you had protection. You did the responsible thing. The condom pop. I think you should sue the
sued the companies that make condoms and it broke. Yeah, you can't make condoms no more. They're bankrupt.
True,
but my thing is, being as a man, I can't mansplain abortion because I am not. I don't have a uterus, so I can't speak on, you know, having something in you and then saying, you know, it don't exist or not, because I don't feel it. I don't have the thing in my belly. I don't know what that feel like. So I can't tell you, per se, what you got, what's in you is a living thing or not. Science will say, you know, it's just a bag of cells, you know, but some people say, you know, there's life in there. Like I said, I have a pair of balls, so exactly. I can't tell you anything.
The only thing you can say is, like, I'm losing my nuts. Like, that's the only
losing
thing.
Losing your nuts? What?
Think about it. You losing a kid, that's like losing a couple nuts.
No, that's not at all. Because, you know, it's sperm your body can hold. Some women can't have kids after losing a baby.
Ooh.
It's very different. Very, very different.
Very difficult, too.
Harley. I know you, I see you cross.
Yeah, so.
You getting real comfortable back there. So I'm like, yup.
Time to understand you. Since you are a woman.
You don't.
Let's get your take on this subject.
You're the one who can speak up for women everywhere right now.
All
right. Now, what I'm saying is, you don't have to say which is right or wrong, because we're not here to tell anybody what's right or wrong. I'm sure you hear more conversations about abortion than anybody else in his car.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked with, like, teenagers. Like, I've had to take, like, I call them kids, you know. They're not kids, they're young adults. But, I had to take them to the clinics to, like, get the abortion. And it's not only just taking them there to get the abortion, but it's also knowing that I'm taking this person to have a medical procedure and I'm signing as their legal guardian. And I'm not even... I'm not going to say I'm with it. I'm not going to say I'm against it. You know, I'm more of... the way I feel about it is it's your body. You do what you want to do. If you ask me if it's murder, I personally feel like it is. You know? But at the same time, I have a kid. Right. I went through, like, the whole pregnancy. I've experienced, you know, the late night kicking of the kidneys and rib cages and all of that. Like,
right.
I've witnessed her being taken out of my body, like,
right.
So it's, I mean, am I for a abortion? Would I do it? No. If I was, I feel like if I was gonna be like pro-abortion, then I would have aborted her,
right?
And that's something that her father, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not gonna tell her this, but her father, like, at one point was like with it, like,
right,
hey, just, you know, why don't you just not have the baby?
Right.
And I was just like, hey, why don't you just, you know, go over there and sit the fuck down and figure your shit out.
Right. Like, my mom told me that somebody in my life told me to tell her the same thing, like, you know, abort those babies. You know?
Mm-hmm. I've actually had multiple people tell me to abort her.
Right.
And it was just like, well, you know, it doesn't matter how hard it gets, like, I'm going to still do me.
Right.
I'm going to take care of her and I'm going to do what I have to do.
Right. They'd be responsible adult.
I ain't gonna lie. I remember I had one girl. I don't know if she was telling the truth or a lie, but I told her to abort because she wasn't the one for me. She was batshit crazy.
Right.
And I didn't want to.
I hope
you
didn't use that as a. What? Wait, hold on. Wait, time out. Let's start that from the beginning again. What?
She. Let's not and just continue on that, okay? Let's not just continue on that. I don't have the drunk capacity to deal with the memory to go back and deal with that. So let's not dig into it and just continue.
It's locked in the memory museum.
Exactly. I drank that memory away.
So a girl said she was pregnant by you.
No, and allegedly, because yeah, she lies a lot. I didn't know because that's how deep, that's how fucked up she was.
And you told her no because you didn't want to be with her. So... he got rid of it without any money from you or anything? And he did have to pay up for the abortion?
Shit. Through the bullshit that she put me through, I paid through more.
And then I answer the question. Did you give her money for abortion or not?
She... yeah, I gave her money for the abortion. Fucking my money.
Well, definitely baby boy status. Definitely. Well, no, Jordy didn't ever pay for no abortion. Jordy was broke, right?
Jordy had Jordy drove her car yeah. and waited outside. Like.
You want your son to eat? Sorry. Oh, God, guys. I can't tell you what to do with your body. I am a Christian, you know. I'm a very confused Christian. Hmm. But I'm not going to over here and slander you with my religious belief and tell you what to do with your body.
Yep. You know? I'm just focus on mine.
Right?
And keep it moving.
And, you know, a lot of times I hope the people I'm dealing with are just as religious as me, but you end up not, and you end up having sex with them anyway.
Take me down.
You know? So, if I end up, God forbid, I have sex with somebody tomorrow and she gets pregnant, you know, I'm not going to be, I'm like, you know, oh, you can't kill this baby because it's a child of God. But I'm also not gonna be like, you better have it. You know, I'm not, like you said, Harley. I'm not pro. I'm not anti. Mm-hmm. It's a gray area. It's a very gray area. You know,
it's a touchy area.
Yeah, you know, if a girl says we get rid of it, by all means, it's your body, do what you want. But if she says we gonna keep it, I'm like, all right, cool, because I just kind of what I would want to do. But you know, because
I mean. It's like Frenchie said, like, you know, it has his pros, like, all right, you know, someone gets raped and, you know, they get pregnant by the rapist and, you know, of course, if I was in a situation like that, I'm not going to want to have my rapist baby.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to want to, but right. Me being me, I probably would and just give my baby up for adoption.
Right.
but that's me.
Right.
You know, someone else probably just doesn't want to go through that at all, and by all means, you know, do what you got to do.
Right.
But at the same time, there are some people that are just like, all right, well, you know what?
Here you go.
I had sex without a condom, even though I know what could happen if I have sex without a condom, and I took that risk anyways, and...
You didn't know how to pull up.
I just, hey, you know, and then they continue doing it. Right. That's where my problem is. Where it's like,
somebody kept coming back for abortions?
Yeah, I've seen that plenty of times.
Where people were coming back to back for abortions?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny you say, because there was a line in the script that I took out where I was like, it's not like, where I had the character say, it's not like you're having sex all the time and having abortions back to back, because I felt like that was shaming. But that's crazy. I didn't know that people literally are going back to back.
Mm-hmm.
Same people were like the same baby daddy or new people that were smashing?
New people that were smashing.
We're not shaming nobody.
I had one individual, one girl that had came in,
uh-huh.
And they was just like, all right, look, this is like your fifth abortion.
Jesus.
Like, you know, your body can't really take much after three. And I'm like, who's coming for three abortions?
Right.
Like, why? What? But then I'm looking at this one, like, this is your fifth? Like, yeah, right. What?
Like, wrap it up!
A child, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
Please, please.
They made millions, billions, trillions of condoms for a reason.
Fuck responsibly, people. That's basically what we're saying. And, you know, if you're gonna nut, well, I can't even say if you're gonna nut in a girl, because, you know, sperm, what do you call it? Pre-cum can make a girl pregnant, too. So, just know what you're getting yourself into if you're fucking without a condom. And if you are having sex with a condom, just know that, you know, there's that 1% chance that the condom will break or may end up inside her. You know, it happens. Trust and believe it happens. And, you know, you can get up in there. You know, so, you know, be aware and be careful. And, you know, it's the conversation you and your partner will have to have with each other if you want to keep it or get rid of it.
I remember the conversation I had with Frenchie.
What, if y'all had a baby?
No. Oh, that conversation. I thought we were talking about the condom.
I mean, what with the condom? I was willing to get off the subject, but I was like, you know, you open up the rabbit hole, and now I'm curious.
No,
Alice is going in.
I was listening to you, but I was more focused on, like, wrapping it up.
Uh-huh.
So when you were talking about opening up the conversation about whether it's gonna, you know, be with or without, I was thinking with or without the, you know,
mm-hmm.
When are we gonna start? If we're gonna start having unprotected sex too, eventually, you know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
wait, to eventually make a baby?
So I kind of was. Yeah, that's where I was at.
So I don't know what to end with. You have sex without a condom. You're making a baby. So, keep playing Russian roulette if you want with the pull-out game. Okay, people?
Keep playing Russian roulette. Don't tell them that.
What are you talking about?
Don't tell people this.
Like, I'm being sarcastic. I'm going to tell them to literally play Russian roulette. You better wrap this shit
money
up.
Money shot.
You might. Because even if you... I'm telling you. Pre-cum can get a girl pregnant.
It sure the fuck can.
Special yourself.
You don't want to be in the conversation. You don't want to have this conversation about whether it's alive or not.
But Joe, I didn't even bust a nut.
Like, you don't want to be on the Maury show. Like, save yourself the drama.
You are not the father.
Just don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. Because it's hard. You know? And I'm just speaking as someone who had that conversation who was in that situation at one point where it's like everybody's telling you, yo, you gotta get rid of that baby. Tell her to get rid of that baby. And I'm sitting here like, I can't do that. That's her body.
And when people were telling me to have an abortion, I was just like, yo, if I was able to lay there and have sex, like, I can take whatever... And I had unprotected sex.
Mm-hmm.
I can take whatever consequences come with it.
Yeah.
And I know having unprotected sex, one of the consequences to it is unwanted pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
I got pregnant. Well, now I got fucked. Okay, well, I got a kid now.
Right.
Like, what else was I expecting? A fucking birthday cake that doesn't work like that? Like, you have sex without a condom, like, you're going to have a kid. The chances of you having a kid is there.
Right.
Like, people.
Especially, sex was made,
especially in both y'all
clients. This is my religious. This is my religious side talking. But sex was made to make babies. That's what, according to what I've been told as a kid, and I've been in, you know, indoctrinated and brainwashed with, that, you know, God made sex for babies. You're having sex, you're making babies.
There are actually some religions that don't believe in condoms just because they believe when you have sex, the main purpose to have sex is to reproduce.
I'm sorry, but I'm not busting out on you every night for the rest of our lives to keep making babies. That, like,
is a mission.
like I know we're supposed to.
That is a goal.
I know we're supposed to. What's it?
Now you're about trying to be gangster.
It's a Bible verse. I forgot what you're supposed to do with your seeds. You know, you're supposed to. Something with seeds. You're supposed to. Basically, it's fertile the seeds. Fertilize them. But, you know, I can't believe I can't remember the phrase, you know. Oh, God, I can't remember the phrase right now. But, you know, I'm thinking Soak Your Royal Oats, but that's coming to America. That's not the Bible. You know? You know? Oh, but, something about, it should be something and multiply, you know. Something in season, something and multiply. You know, basically the Bible says get your freak on and have a bunch of babies and, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, continue your legacy with a whole bunch of babies. And some people take it to heart and have 30 babies. I met a man who got 29 brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, some
Papa people, was a rolling stone.
Like, some people really go forward with that. And like, yo, I'm planting these seeds everywhere.
Like,
you know, I'm Johnny Appleseed.
All I want is like 11, Jossiana, maybe 13.
My Jossiana actually has like 40. Aunts and uncles on her father's side. On her father's side. Like, well over 40.
That's crazy.
Get a bunch of...
Daddy was busy. Daddy was busy.
I have to spread everything. It has to be done.
Unless he had... Unless, you know... Unless he had, like, maybe, like, three baby moms doing the Wayans mama thing where they having, like, 12 kids each. You know?
Did you hear about the new thing that's going on now?
What?
This guy, he had his girlfriend, right? Uh-huh. And
you're talking about the personal trainer?
Yeah.
Yeah, the personal trainer who got both sisters pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
And they're both keeping it?
Yep. Lucky one bastard. Is having a girl.
What do you mean lucky? That makes me stressed out. You think one baby mom was an issue? Imagine having two.
And their sisters.
And you're keeping them happy? If you...
Wait till that baby come out. Let's see how long he can keep both of them happy.
And then he's having a girl and a boy.
Wow.
And they're due a month apart.
I don't know either people. I don't know them personally, but I will say that they're in for a long haul with that one. That I like.
You about strapping tight, motherfucker.
People believe in polygamy, so maybe there's a chance they can make it work.
But that's my sister.
But that's what I'm saying. Eventually, during the threesome, somebody's going to feel a certain way that somebody's getting more love than the other. And be like, you treat me better. Well, now I'm just, you know, speculating, but, you know.
No, it happens. That's why I don't do threesomes anymore.
Right, you know, like, you like her more than me. You treat her better than you treat me. You know, like,
I had one girl try to fight me. Like, bitch, I'm trying to tell him to go to you. Like, bitch, go there. Like, it's not my fault. Like, get him off of me.
I'm telling you, if some of you guys are like, oh, he's the man, he's the hero, he got twins, are they twins or are they just sisters?
They're twins.
They're like, yeah, you got twins pregnant. Yeah, you the man. They both loved you. Oh, man, you the man. And I'm just like... He's about to go through it. He's about to have twins of his own. You know, they're only a month apart, the babies.
Basically.
So, you're like, you're about to technically have twins of your own. You know, maybe they're going to be the same age. You know, they're just not the same, you know. And they're going to look alike, so the sisters look alike, right? Or is it some, or they're fraternal twins?
No,
they're identical, right? Mm-hmm. So he's basically having fucking twins. Mm-hmm. The kids are going to look exactly alike, because the mother look exactly alike. They're both his kids. So, twins ain't easy. So, I tell you now, being a twin, my mama went through it a lot. So, just imagine having two baby mamas and twins. Ooh, I pray for that man. Pray for that man. Pray for them babies.
Wait, what is
they're not having twins. They're having one.
Yeah, but the babies are coming from the same... Their mother or twin, they look alike. The baby's going to look alike because they're coming from the same man. Mm-hmm. Well, how they gonna look different?
Yo, they have to post pictures of what these kids look like. Now this is the whole thing now. Now I have to see where this is going. You see?
Yeah, follow the Instagram names or following them. You see, like, I don't know you, but I just want to see how these babies come out.
But
you
that would, yo, but that could be like a whole skit. In itself.
Yo. Yeah, which baby is which? Okay, I know this one gotta be Bianca's baby. Because she likes blue. And I think she had the girl. So yeah, it's the girl who wears the blue. And that one's the boy who likes to wear pink. I don't know why they put the boy in the pink. But it's a reason they keep doing this to my baby. And they keep telling him, stop it. Stop it. He's not old enough to make up his mind yet. Stop it. You know, and that's a whole other subject in itself. People were like, nah, my baby's a girl and it's a boy. And like, hey now. The baby, can the baby come and talk first before you decide that he's a girl? But who am I to say? I don't have children, so I'm not going into that conversation, you know? But that's definitely a conversation to go into one day. Because people are having this conversation where they're trying to choose their baby sex when it's already been made up by the universe that
this is a boy, this is a girl.
I was watching this video with Charlie. I said they tried Deering. What's the actual name? Theron? Fast and the Furious 8? Blonde lady? You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do, but I don't know her name.
You don't know her name either? Anyway, so she has a boy from South Africa. She adopted this black boy from South Africa, and she's been dressing him as a girl this whole time. And at one point, she claims that the boy said, you know, that I'm not a boy, I'm a girl. Or something like that. And she was, like, shocked about it. I'm like, how are you shocked when you've been dressing the boy up as a girl this whole time? You ain't not shocked about that. Don't lie to me, Charlie. Don't lie to me, Charlie. Don't lie. You know, but...
I'm what sorry. Type of phase? Like, yo, what? I'm sorry. Carl's looking at me, and he's like, yo, I feel your same pain, bro. Shaking my head. Shaking. Delete.
It's like watching Pokemon, like the original Pokemon with the with the question marks.
Right.
Like that's literally how that happens. Is that like that doesn't?
I just say let your kids make up their mind whether they're girls or boys, straight or gay. Let them make up their mind first before you give them that identity.
See,
prime example. Dwayne Wade, right? The one with Gabrielle Union. Mm-hmm. So recently, I saw that they took one of his sons to the gay parade because he just came out.
It was his nephew.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was his son.
It was his nephew.
Okay, so it was his nephew. Thank you for clarifying that because I thought it was his son. So you know, somebody was like, "Oh, he's too young. You know, he's not even old enough to sniff the pussy yet, right?" So the president responded. Yo, so how many cocks did you smell before you realized you were straight? Mm. And I'm like, huh? Mm. You know, that's a good point. I never had to suck a dick or smell one to know that I didn't want one. Mm. You know, that kind of makes sense. You know, you kind of know what you want. I know when I was a kid, I knew what I wanted. Granted, you know, we grew up in a generation where we were able to see sex at a very early age, you know, but you know what you was paying attention to the most when you were watching that, and that's the sign right there. Mm. Whatever you're looking at the most... That's the one you're actually going for. Yeah, that's what I think.
It's funny, though, because I had, like, growing up, I remember I had, like, my experimental stage.
Uh-huh.
Where I actually had not one but two girlfriends at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Actually, they lived right next door to me. I lived in the middle. I lived here, and one lived here, and the other one lived right there.
And they're both your girlfriends.
Both my girlfriends. And, you know, it was just like, all right, we're going to fuck around, and we fucked around as a group. Like...
I missed this phase.
Anywho.
Oh, now Harriet.
I mean, it makes sense because, like, when I used to watch porn at that time, like, I used to pay attention to the female.
Right.
And it was like, oh, well, I thought maybe I'm attracted to females.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is how I ended up in that whole phase.
Right.
And it was one day I remember, like, I was sitting with these two and, like, they were having a whole makeout session. And I'm sitting there and I'm just like, you know, guys, I'm not feeling this. Like... I really don't like y'all. I don't think I like girls. And I left the house. I walked downstairs and like I went back into my house and just like I realized like I don't like girls. Like I just want to experience that pleasure.
Right.
That's what I want.
Right. Like, so, and that's how I know I'm a straight man because I don't look at a man and think about that at all. Like I want to experience that right now. My nigga, you good over there? Mm-hmm. And, you know, keep your eyes over there, bro. You good, bro? Good seeing you. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you know you're not gay, people. If you don't, if you look at the same sex and you don't go, like, if you don't do that, you're good. You know what I mean? You're good. I mean, I'm not saying you're bad if you do. I'm just saying if you go, you know, you need to start accepting, you know, what you like. You know, you like it. You know, if you like it, acknowledge that you like it. Because, you know, you're only hurting yourself and everybody else by trying to deny it. You know what I mean? Yeah, but at a very young age, I knew what a beautiful woman looked like. And I was always with that. Like, I want that.
You need that.
You know what I mean? You know, this was the ultimate test.
I love for that.
If you know who's gay or not. You know, well, for guys. I can't recall if this happened or not, but I have the memory of, you know, like, one time it was a couple of us, right? And you know, I don't know why we put on a porno, but that's what people do when you're young. You just put on a porno, y'all just watch.
That's a fact.
And the dude's dick would show up on the screen. The only one who kept looking at the screen when everybody turned away usually ended up being the one who was gay later in life. Every fucking time. And it almost became a sign, like, oh, he kept looking. Like, if they kept looking, we knew, like, oh, he really wanted to look at that dick. He wanted to see what it looked like, you know? Like, we were trying to look away, like, there's nobody else there but her. That's it. We don't see nobody else. We do not acknowledge the man in this picture, you know? But, you know, every once in a while, you go here, you hear a guy goes, oh, you know, he shaved. Like, what? Like, nigga, you notice? What the fuck? What? Like, nah, man, look. It's all clean. Smooth. It's all smooth.
And this is...
Like, oh, what? God.
Like,
you're describing it.
Like, it was circumcised. Like, what? You do it. What? You know what, man?
It was
you
what?
You know what, bro? You... All right.
Do you know that they have, a category called MSM.
What MSM?
MSM is men who sleep with other men, but they're not gay.
You know what? I know that's true because I read this book when I was working at the museum, and the book was just, it had like, I forgot what it was called, but it was basically a whole bunch of messages. It was like messages from the digital bathhouse or something like that, right? And like, it was one message where the guy was like, hey man, you know, I'm not gay, but I want you to suck my dick. You know, I just, you know, want to experience it. And I'm just saying, like, that's not gay.
No. I'm not talking about experience. These are guys that, on a regular, sleep with other guys, but would tell you, I'm not gay. I just sleep with other guys.
That's not gay, though. I think that's gay. I don't even think I can say think. I know that's gay. Yeah, literally having sex with the opposite sex. I mean, no, with the exact same sex. Because straight means you're having sex with the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. So if you're having sex with the same sex...
They sit there and... I've tested people. They sit there and they're like, you know... I'm like, all right, so what's your sexual orientation? I'm straight. Okay. And it's like, all right, so how many partners have you had? Oh, I've had this amount of partners. All right, so you've had this amount of females. And they're like, no, male.
What?
Flip the page back over. I'm sorry. You said here that you were straight. I'm sorry. That was my mistake. I must have. No, I am straight. But you're telling me that you're sleeping with. Okay.
Hey guys, no shame. We're not shame on nobody.
No,
what you're having
not
sex.
At all.
I know.
There's only straight or gay. There's no bias.
LGBT.
I just want to say. It's 2019. Ain't no reason to be in the closet.
That's a fact.
We're
you know, transitioning from females to males, males to females. Like,
so what?
There's a sign at my job that for the bathroom it just says whatever. It doesn't say man or woman. It just says whatever.
Mm-hmm. You go to the what you call it, the Department of Health, they don't even have male or female bathrooms. It just says unisex. And literally, like, you is male and females going is single stalls, but you know, so it's one person at a time,
right?
Like, you know, but it's, yeah, it's unisex, and it just anybody going random. They got the toilet and the urinal. It's interesting.
I was gonna go into this whole thing about, you know, because I started thinking about Mr. Garrison in South Park, where he was, you know,
yes,
you know, he had a sex change, but he couldn't tell whether he was a lesbian or if he was straight because he had a sex change, you know, because, you know, he's technically a woman now because he got the surgery, but he also liked women, so it's like, is he gay?
Did you see that whole episode? Yo,
I'm just saying. I'm never gonna understand it. I'm like, so is it gay or is he straight? Because aesthetically, he was a man.
But isn't that kind of like Caitlyn?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing, right?
Same
like,
exact thing.
Like, you know, so
and
like,
Caitlyn's married, if I'm not mistaken, now.
To a woman?
No.
No, to a man.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you know, I guess you gotta go all the way, you know.
I guess it's one of those like, all right, I'm in a female body, and I just feel like I should be a guy, even though I'm attracted to, you know, guys. I just feel like I should just be a guy.
I can't speak on it because I don't live that life. I can't speak on it. It's not me. But what I will say is, you know, be who you are. Live your life. It's 2019. You shouldn't hide who you are. And if you, you know, like the same sex.
Hey. It's 2019.
Right?
What you gotta do.
Like I say, guys, I have my religious belief, but that's between me and God at the end of the day. So, I'm gonna live my life the way I feel like I need to live my life. I'm not gonna tell you. I'm not gonna tell you, we all sin, quote unquote, according to the Bible, but I'm not gonna judge you because you sin differently from me. You know? That's, you know,
as long as you're a cool person,
right? Like, hey, you shouldn't be having sex before marriage. Like, that's like calling the kettle black. You know what I mean? You know, so like, because my thing at the end of the day, like, we find out this freaking priest raping little boys.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't tell you ain't nobody can be saying nothing about nobody. You know, and you got freaking choir boys afraid to go to church because the priest keep touching them funny during choir practice. Then you know that, you know, we are gonna have to deal with this life. You know, we all got our quote unquote our own judgment day coming. You know, quote unquote. You know, I don't know what spiritual thing you guys believe in, whether you don't believe in anything or anything like that. But one thing I will say is I know what it looks like in the end when I saw my dad die, and we all, one way or another, it's gonna be us, hopefully laying on our back, and we're like, oh shit, this is it. We may not be able to say it. But the look in our eye will be there to whoever the fuck is there looking at us, if we're lucky enough to be with somebody when we're on our way out. And, you know, I get to, you know, some people have, you know, peaceful death where, you know, they die silently. Some people fucking scream until they fucking die. You know? I hope we all go out happily. But, you know, make sure you live with the life you want to live before you get to that moment. Because we all going to die the same way. That's basically what I'm saying. No matter whether you believe you're going to go to heaven or hell, whether you believe you're going to be reincarnated.
Whatever happens.
Whatever you believe.
We all going to get to that moment at one point.
Basically.
So just make sure you enjoy your life until you get there. And you feel, you do what you feel is right. You know? That's all I can tell you. I'm going to do what I feel is right. You do what you feel is right.
Mm-hmm.
But that was this episode of The Birds and the Bees. You know, we made this episode a little bit longer because we wanted to make up for lost times and late episodes and stuff like that.
Well, it was a good one anyway. I had a lot to accomplish.
Right? Definitely this was a provoking, you know.
And it was better to lighten the mood and then start off a good
day. Right. I was not going to end it with abortions. You know,
you can't.
You know, it's like,
you want to hear your thoughts, too. We would like...
No,
you
know, no, I don't. They're not hearing with your abortion stories.
No. You know what's crazy, though, not for nothing? We ended one podcast off on a bad, on a depressing, note.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, after that, it was just like, all right, guys, we finished the podcast. And you saved it, and you put the phone down, and we just looked at each other. It was just like, maybe we shouldn't have ended it like that. Like, that was not the way to do it. Like, but we just like,
this one was better.
Yeah. You can't end it on a depressing note.
No. Granted, we literally ended this with, hey guys, we're all gonna die anyway.
Live your life. Live your life to the fullest.
Right, you know, because you know, I believe we got one try, you know. You know, some people say, you know, YOLO, you only live once, you know, but then my religious stuff kick in. Like, nah, bruh, we got an answer to this, for this shit. There's somebody with a book, and he gonna be like, hey, you did A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Like, oh, damn, I did do that, didn't I? You know?
So, oh, my God.
So, I live my life.
Word, like, you sit here just thinking about your lies. Like, I done. Look, like, I got an excuse for that. See, what
happened was. Of course you motherfuckers do.
I'm gonna be laughing. I'm on my deathbed. I'm gonna be like, damn it, what am I gonna say? All right, because I do it now. Uh-huh. I do it now with my mom. Right. Like, I come up with excuses for her, so I'm going to come up with excuses. Like, listen, look, I know I shouldn't have ran over that dog. But I mean, look.
I'm like, you know my heart. You know my heart.
It was either the dog or the car. It was the dog or the car, man.
I chose the car.
I chose the car. I'm sorry.
You know.
I mean, I'm you know, no, I'm not on, you know,
like
animal abuse.
Oh, like, shoot, I just thought of something new right now.
What you thought of?
The kinkiest deaths. That should be a good something crazy for next week.
Like, I mean, we can, because I've definitely seen a couple episodes of 1,000 Ways to Die, and people have died kinky ways. Mm. You know, like, you know, you can basically get black and take off.
No, whoa. Next
week.
A little taste?
The one with the animal, where the people dressed up as the animal.
We already did that one.
We did?
We did that part.
You talking about people having sex with animal clothes?
Yeah.
And somebody died with
that's fuzzies. They was in the forest, wasn't they? They was in the forest.
Yeah, they was in the forest or some area. The fuzzies was having their little fuzzy fucking.
And the real actual bear
came out of nowhere. He was high on shrooms.
Yeah, and they thought that it was another person in the costume.
Yeah, I want to try and hit you. He's like, yeah, you want to eat? Got something for it. Oh, my balls!
I was thinking more of somebody, you know, trying to match me and then they tie their neck up with a belt.
I mean, the kinkiest thing that I've seen.
You saw someone have sex and he killed, you know, fucked himself and die?
Well, I think he
died?
No, he bear chugged like some wine. No, I think he shoved a bottle up his ass.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, he died. That's like, a pain. Yeah. That's a pain of failure. That shit go. Yeah, you shove a big ass bottle up your anus, and then it goes past a certain point.
Was that for pleasure?
What happened with that is that the bottle broke.
Oh yeah, that
and
one.
the shards had broke inside him, and it literally cut him open. So he literally bled to death. Because they couldn't get to it, obviously.
No. Oh, shit. Did we do it?
And that, guys, is this week's episode of The Person to Be.
He's like, let's leave it.
Dude, we're all the way out. No. That would leave a bloody asshole.
Like,
God damn it. I told you, let's not do it.
But you wanted to open the door. So I put the seat on the door.
He knows me.
Yo, that one you did on your own. You put the seat on the door.
You went from living your life, living your best life, to bloody asshole.
Boom.
Like,
living the best life.
So,
and coming back from those cuts.
Yeah, so just live your best life and don't shove bottles up your asses, all right? Please. Much love, God bless. 2 minutes of chicken grease. We out of here.
Ladies.
Bye.